Over the years, I've had a good many people tell me that they're under spiritual attack. But sometimes you look at the way they're living their lives and you think to yourself, that can't be right. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. There are two equal and opposite mistakes that we can make in living our lives for Jesus. The first is to under-spiritualize things, ignoring the spiritual realm altogether. The second is to over-spiritualize, finding a demon under every sofa, blaming the devil for everything that's going wrong in your life. Today we're going to chat about the second one of those, over-spiritualizing. It's taking our tendency to blame everyone and everything else for our woes and pointing it squarely at the forces of darkness on a spiritual attack. But man, honestly, the way some so-called Christians live their lives, all the devil has to do is to sit back, relax, and watch them self-destruct. Take anger, for example. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 19 and 20. People who are quick to become angry must pay the price. Protect them from punishment and they become even worse. Listen to advice and accept discipline. Then you too will become wise. In other words, let's get real here. If you have some bad behavior, anger or anything else for that matter, accept the fact that there are going to be consequences. Get the bit between your teeth, take responsibility for your actions, listen to those around you, hear God speak through His word, and get before Him and repent in His wisdom and in His power. That may seem a bit too direct, a bit harsh perhaps, but if you continue in the same sin, you will have to pay the price. Punishment will come. It's no good blaming the devil for that. It's about the choices you make. Listen to God, accept discipline, then you too will become wise. That's His word fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, isn't it? But that's how it is with the Word of God. He cuts right to the heart of the matter. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.